You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? I got a good show for you today. We got a guest star, T-Swim. T-Swim, say what's up.
Yo, 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 it's T-Swim. You know I'm tuned in with the podcast.
Yeah, that's what's up. SheriffX.com/podcast. Sheriff Says What's Up podcast. T-Swim, hey, why don't you tell us who your daddy is? Who your daddy, boy?
Hey, man. You want to know who my daddy is? My pops, Rashawn Spikes. Connecticut legend, you know, running back, star running back. You know what I mean? Scoring touchdowns. A lot of records are still, you know, intact. You know? Pro background, you know? All that good shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the young legend. I'm coming up. Gotta get to it. Gotta get to the bags. I need a bag, baby. She wants Chanel, baby.
That's what's up. But what you trying to do?
I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to see greatness, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the light. You know what I'm saying? My dad told me I'm in the light. You know what I mean? I'm in the light, so I gotta shine bright. I gotta go get it. She wanna go get it. I'ma go get it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go get that bag, baby. I'm just trying to pursue that bag, you know what I'm saying? A lot of new music on the way. 2020 is the year, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where we gonna be at 6 months from now, you know what I'm saying? A year from now, you know what I'm saying? I came this far, you know? Just grinding, man. Gotta stick to it.
That's what's up. So what inspired you to get into music?
You know, just having a passion for your own craft. The art. The technique. The flow. You know, the T-Swim mojo. All the ladies love T-Swim, you know what I'm saying? Gotta go get it. I mean, I'm gonna go get a bag, you know what I'm saying? She wants Chanel, you know what I'm saying? I gotta put Lil CC in Chanel.
That's cool, but where's your music at, dude? Where can we find you?
Right now, you can find me on YouTube, you know. T-Swim, $S. I got a video out. Honestly, only got one video out right now. The young legend, Water Whipping Heaven, YBN. Shout out to him. Got an interview on the White Couch with DJ Small Eyes. Got an interview with the Miss Beautiful, Evelyn G. Romo. Shout out ERTV, you know. Got a couple songs on SoundCloud. Same thing, you know what I'm saying, T-Swim. Got a couple features with the young legend, Trader Kid. On SoundCloud, got my own new music coming out though, dropping on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? I'm still new to the game, I'm still a new face, you know what I'm saying? They gonna know who I am though.
T-Swim, everybody, T-Swim. All right, T-Swim, everybody give it up for T-Swim in the building, that's what's up. So now that we talked about that, let's talk about something serious right now. Justin Bieber is posting photos on Instagram of little kids and saying, #yummy. I'm just gonna leave it at that. But I will repeat it one more time. Justin Bieber, if you see on his Instagram, he's posting little kids, like a whole slide of little kids, and putting #yummy. That's your boy Justin Bieber in pink with the pink hair. He posting pics of little kids and putting #yummy. If what they say is true about The Rock eating little kids, then is he trying to come out and say that he does what The Rock does, eating babies? Is that what this dude thinks is a delicacy? I'm really trying to find out right now. What's up? Who got the 411? Come on, bring it, man. You can do it. Push through it. Come on. Come on. Give it up, baby. We're coming up, baby. That's what's up. What you know? What you know? Huh? That's what's up. Hey. Justin Bieber eats babies? Is that what's going on right now? Justin Bieber eats kids. Is that what's up? The Rock? He eats kids. Stephen King? He eats kids. Hillary Clinton? She eats kids. Obama? He eats kids. His husband? He eats kids. Michael LaVon Robinson, who's Obama's husband, eats kids. Michael LaVon Robinson got a penis and she go by Michelle Obama, Michelle Obama, Michelle Obama, Michelle Obama. Michael LaVon Robinson is Michelle Obama. Michael LaVon Robinson is Michelle Obama. Michael LaVon Robinson is Michelle Obama, is Michelle Obama. Michael LaVon Robinson, she got a penis, baby. It's all between us, baby. Hey, 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 hey. They talking about a World War III, but they ain't trying to draft me. They say they killed Qassem Soleimani. Ha, run to your mommy. Because I bet he ain't even dead. I bet he never got a bullet to the head. I bet you he's on Pedophile Island, where they can all try him. It's gross. I don't even want to rap no more, because that's just gross. It's gross. It's just something wrong with y'all. At the island with 29 virgins. You going to hell, nigga. You ain't heard of shit. I thought you knew. What's gonna happen to you? I'm trying to tell you, man. But I know y'all ain't dead, and you finna see what happens to clowns when I have to bring them down. Fake death 101 has been happening for centuries. Centuries. People have been faking their deaths forever. Forever. And people get so mad in the comments, they be like, oh yeah? Show me your proof that he's not dead. I'm like, show me your proof that he is. I mean, isn't the burden of proof on you? You're saying he's dead. You know what I'm saying? You're claiming that a man is dead. Shouldn't the burden of proof be on you? Other than that, they're just wasting time. They're wasting important people's times. I won't even say officials, because it ain't even the officials that they're wasting the time of all the time. Because the officials don't really care. They officially don't care. At least that's the way it seems. So then you're like, well, I care. So then you do some digging and investigation and this and that. But then along comes this a-hole after you've been digging so far. And you finally find what you need to find, right? Or somehow the proof comes up, right? But they're like, nah, I didn't do it. And they're wasting your time because you know they did it. They done been caught. They're like, nah, that ain't true. And they just want to sit back and wait. Like it's not like right there up in their face. Like it's not like all evident, evidently. There's no evidence. There's no evidence. And that's exactly the evidence, is that there is no evidence. So it leads to speculation, you see. Because whenever you have to have speculation come in play, then you're really, how do you say, you're a liability. You have now put yourself into liability mode, because now you gotta answer to all this crap. And if you did it, you did it. And people will know. You might get off on a charge, but people will know. You can't run from that. It's always gonna be there. And on that note, I'm gonna ask one more time. Is Trump really killing them people? Because I don't think he is. I don't think he got the nuts to. You wanna know how I know? I know for a fact that he ain't got the nuts to, because he said he only cared about violent criminals. And I'm sure that that doesn't make sense to you, but it does to me. He doesn't like violence. You understand? Now does that make sense? It's crazy. That's so crazy. It's crazy. So yeah, Jeffrey Epstein. Oh no, he wasn't violent. Are you sure about that? Because there's reports that he was like mutilating chicks along with Hillary Clinton. You know, they were doing the same thing. They just happened to be doing the same thing, mutilating chicks, doing God knows what to children. Only God knows. You know, I'd like to describe it to you, but I can't, and I won't, because I don't even want to imagine that. You understand? You feel me? All I'm trying to say is that I don't even know. Really, like, I'm trying to find the right words. Because, you know, these people, okay, like, let's back this up. Trump promised a Hillary conviction. And I've heard, oh, these things take time. Oh, but you're a man of your word. That's my next rebuttal. But you're a man of your word. You gave us your word. You were going to get a Hillary conviction. You got Epstein jailed. Then you got him out of jail with his billionaire dollars. You're telling me that he didn't know? Like, he didn't know that was going on? Get out of here. He's going to do anything he can for his brothers because they're all Masonic. Don't you understand? Don't you understand the paradigm, the paradox? You got to really think about this. Because if you put together the fact that Trump is Freemasonic, then how can you trust anything in the news at all about him? At all. You can't. You just simply can't. I mean, he's got people riled up to get him out of office. You know, and he's making billions off of it. You know, he's grossing probably $1 billion. He's probably grossed $1 billion off of that. But what do I know? You know what I mean? Now, what I'm also trying to get at is that all the people who are in office, they also get to profit off of it. It's a bipartisanship issue. And I say issue because it becomes the issue at hand. This is what they're focusing on. This is what they're all doing. But then they get in these little tips to make it look like they're doing a great job. You see, you understand how they play the media? You see how that works? Really think about that. Put your mind to that. Yeah. Because you've really got to see what's really going on here. Yeah, okay. People in another country are like, oh, we're going to get revenge on Trump. We hate Trump. America is satanic, blah, 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 right? But what the media is not saying is that over here in America, we're quite sick of the antics ourselves. So what, we should just join a terrorist group? Is that what you're suggesting, Mr. Trump? Because that's not okay with me. Are you calling us terrorists? I don't get it. Like, the people that don't like you, they just generally do not like you and aren't going to like you and have not been fooled this whole time. It's going to be pretty hard to convince them to join as a terrorist. It just ain't going to happen. Just ain't going to do it. And they would never be called a terrorist a day in their life. You understand? See, you can say whatever you want about me through tabloids on the internet by people who don't matter. And it doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't. Because I'm happy to have controversy. I'm happy And I've been happy this whole time. And that's what some of y'all just don't understand. Is that you can't keep a good man down. You can do your worst to him, and he'll still shine. He'll find a way to shine before he dies. He'll figure it out somehow. Whether it be a silent move, or whether it be loud and thunderous. He'll figure it out. And you're not gonna be happy once he does. Because you can't keep this racketeering scheme going. You can't keep this political extortion going. You know that everybody that does this eventually comes down. They get brought down. And then things get enacted to prevent it, to keep it from happening again. And it gets circumvented. The system does get circumvented, doesn't it? Right? But what I'm really trying to tell you is that it's time for a new system. The system we have does not work. It only helps certain people, and that's it. The rest of the people get crapped on. Now, I'm not a socialist. But I'll tell you one thing, I am American. I was born in America. And I will not be silenced in my own country, in my own nation, in my own backyard. I will keep pushing forward, and I will keep pushing the issues no matter what. And I ain't faking my death to get out of it, you understand? So I'd like you guys to really think about all the things that I brought up just now, because to me, it's important to know that we've been lied to. It's important to know what the truth is, and it's not trivial, because they keep doing it. If they did it just once and that was it and left it alone, that might be a different story. But this is terrorism, folks, in its purest form.